This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. What if I told you there's a job out there that's fun, comes with a lot of prestige, and impresses the ladies as well? It's true. The only downside is that it pays 90 cents an hour and only existed back in the 1950s. For today's installment of our series, First Jobs, The Soda Jerk.
My name is Barry Friedman, and my first job was a soda jerk. I started in 1954, and I still see it as though I were there now. Ice cream, desserts, and drinks, which were kind of messy. In those days, we didn't have many cars for youngsters, so the gathering place was Gill's Drugstore. This was a very popular job. There was a certain prestige associated with those of us who worked at Gill's. The young girls would come in and they'd giggle and would certainly make their interests subtly known that if we were going to a party, we might invite them. Probably if there was one level of interest that piqued Gill to hire me, it was that I had a kind of encyclopedic knowledge of the Chicago sports teams, and we were passionate losers because the Chicago teams never won. There would always be behind the cash register kind of a semi-known batch of such things as Playboy magazine, which were not permitted by Gill to be on the newsstand, but of course I had control over them, and that gave me power. Oh, I was getting rich on 90 cents an hour. A really good tip was 50 cents. The tip money was mine to spend, to save up, to go to a Chicago Cub baseball game.
Here's the pitch. Get him swinging. Down he goes. Side retired.
The 90 cents an hour went into my dad and mom to put aside for college. It gave me a sense of freedom. It was basically 5 years of my life. It was seemingly a carefree, feel-good time, but it had immense overtones with respect to my development. I loved the job.
Barry Friedman spent 50 years in the law. He is retired now, doing whatever he wants.